This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Borscht Club on ORFM, where we stir up vibrant stories, rich traditions, and the voices of the Ukrainian community. Grab a seat, it's time to dive into something truly special. Hi, how are you? How was your day? Привіт, як справи? Як день пройшов? Mine was pretty busy. Today I decided to buy a new bucket, but then I suddenly remembered, you are not supposed to carry an empty bucket. What if I run into someone? So I also picked up a broom, some rubbish bags, a bit of salt, and a small mirror, and put everything into the bucket, just so I wouldn't carry it home empty. Curious why you shouldn't walk around with an empty bucket and how all these random items are connected? Let me tell you. Today I want to talk a little about superstitions. After all, superstitions, like any other folklore, are what make a nation unique. No matter how much we resist it, all the ancient wisdom lives within us, right from the very first humans. Folklore is truly the DNA of a nation. It doesn't just preserve traditions, it reveals how people used to think, what they feared, what they believed in, and how they tried to make sense of the unknown. The fact that these beliefs have been passed down from generation to generation, sometimes even in a humorous form, speaks to their enduring power. The oldest Ukrainian superstitions date way back to pre-Christian times. They were born from keen observation of the world around us and helped guide human relationships and our connection with nature. Long ago, superstitions served as a survival mechanism. You could explain many of them with pure logic. But, as the world changed, people no longer needed to follow those rules, and yet the beliefs stayed. They were passed on, whispered from one generation to the next, and here we are, still knocking on wood to avoid disaster, asking the new moon for money, avoiding broken mirrors, and getting nervous if an old lady with an empty bucket crossed our path. Even if you are a full-on skeptic, chances are you have followed at least one superstition in your life, maybe as a child, maybe without even noticing. Some superstitions were invented more recently, probably specifically for us children, to stop us from going where we shouldn't. For example, we were told not to step on manhole covers, or one of our parents would die. We believed it, and dutifully jumped over every single cover. That one was terrifying and very effective. There was some logic to it. At least in my childhood, manholes were often left open or the covers were missing entirely, and one could easily fall into one and break their leg or worse. Some particular emotional mothers really could have died from the shock of hearing about it. So yes, a very protective superstition. Okay, that one makes sense. Let's go deeper. Ukrainian culture is ancient. Thousands of years of folk wisdom passed down, adapted, reshaped, and it's still alive. Ukrainian beliefs are a wild mix of a pagan, Christian, and modern traditions, and somehow they all coexist without clashing. A village grandmother will go to church every Sunday, then spit over her left shoulder, roll out the evil eye with an egg, store her broom upside down, and cross herself when she sees a black cat. No contradiction there, that's just how it's always been. Her mother did it, and her grandmother before her, and so on back through the ages. I will try to explain some, others I will just share as they are. Because when people don't understand something, they explain it with magic, or don't explain it at all. Instead, they say, this is the way it's done, just do it, because that's what people do. In this way, they create rituals that work for them. For example, wiping the table with your hand was forbidden. Back then, tables were roughly made, and it was easy to drive a splinter into your hand. or spilled salt causes fires. This might be linked to the fact that salt was extremely valuable. Ukrainian traders called chumaki would travel for thousands of kilometers with ox-drawn carts to fetch it, taking months to return because the oxen moved slowly at walking speed. Along the way, they could be attacked by robbers, killed, or die from disease. Many didn't return. So salt wasn't just seasoning, it was treasure. People cherished it because it made any food tastier. Salt was also an excellent preservative, at times nearly the only way to keep food for long periods. Superstitions are rooted in ancient fears and hopes. They are ways to try to control the uncontrollable. That's partly why they are still so powerful, even now in the age of science and reason. Some people see superstitions as protection. Others see them as a way to cope with life's uncertainties. But whether we believe in them or not, they still shape behaviors, and they're an important part of Ukrainian culture. And let's be honest, sometimes it's just nice to blame something else for your misfortune. Just a heads up, I won't be saying this is not scientifically proven after every superstition, okay? I'm just here to tell you what people believe. I won't cover all superstitions because we have had thousands of years to come up with thousands of them. Some are known across the country, others are local to specific regions, some are found in other cultures too. I will focus on the most popular ones. To be honest, I found superstitions absolutely fascinating. Before recording this episode, I asked my Ukrainian friends to remind me of the ones they grew up with. Because here is the thing. We are so used to them, we don't even notice them anymore. They have become part of our reality, but to someone else, they might sound really odd. So, here we go. Let's talk about mirrors. There are a lot of mirror-related superstitions. First of all, don't look into a broken mirror. It's a bad luck. Some say 3 years of misfortune, others say 7, but everyone agrees it's a bad omen. To prevent bad luck, you're supposed to collect the shards without looking at them and either bury them or cover them with salt and leave them for a while before throwing them away. The first glass mirrors appeared in the Middle Ages, and they were insanely expensive. But they were also fragile, so to scare servants into being careful, people told them breaking a mirror would bring disaster. These days, mirrors still break easily, but their production is much cheaper, so people don't stress about it as much. Still, the superstition lingers. Here is another one. If someone dies in the house, all the mirrors should be covered with fabric and left that way for 9 days. Because if the soul of the deceased sees its reflection, it won't be able to find peace. You're supposed to wish someone good health when they sneeze. Literally say, be healthy. That's because sneezing was once believed to be the soul briefly leaving the body, so the saying was meant to call it back. And here is another one. If you are telling a story and someone nearby sneezes or you sneeze, it means you are telling the truth. Superstitious folks know never put a hat on the table. It's believed that doing so brings poverty into the household. Hats, like all outerwear, pick up germs and dust from outside. Placing them on a table, especially near food, can easily contaminate your meals. No wonder it might lead to stomach issues or worse. Let's move on to cats, specifically black cats. Long ago, people believed black cats were carriers of the plague, the infamous Black Death. Later, during the witch hunting hysteria of the 16th century, black cats were thought to be witches' familiars. They were hunted, feared, and blamed for misfortune. Even now, many believe that if a black cat crosses your path, it's better to take a different route or grab a button and walk through the line where the cat passed. However, if you actually own a black cat, it's supposed to bring good luck. And yes, we still knock on wood to avoid bad outcomes. It's practically automatic. This one also goes way back. People used to believe that spirits lived inside trees, so knocking on wood was a way to call on those spirits for protection. Ukrainian folklore is full of spirits, of the forest, water, home, air, and so on. But that's a topic for another time. Now, let's talk about lucky charms, starting with the four-leaf clover. Finding one is considered incredibly lucky. They are rare, but here is a tip. Since it's a genetic mutation, if you find one, there is often another nearby, so you might get doubly lucky. By the way, lilac flowers were also believed to bring good luck if you found a 5-petal bloom and ate it. I remember when we were kids, we'd search the trees and eat the 5-petaled flowers while making a wish. Ancient people believed lilacs protected against evil spirits and bad energy. Keeping lilac flowers in your home was said to bring peace, health, and even help with solving problems. But only the 5-petal ones had wish-granting powers. People also believed that putting lilac by your bed could bring prophetic dreams. And then shooting stars. If you see one, you have to quickly make a wish. Ancient people believed that stars were connected to gods and spirits. If one falls, it means they are listening. Personally, I always have a wish ready when I stargaze, just in case. Another classic. Before leaving the house, sit down for a moment. It's called sitting before the rod. There are several explanations for this. One version says it calms the house spirits. These spirits don't like when people leave, so if you rush out, they might cause trouble to make you come back. Sitting down tricks them into thinking you are not going anywhere. Another version says it's about showing respect to the spirit of the home, domovik, and letting him know you will be back. I remember my grandma made us do this every time we left the house, even if we were late. We'd sit for a minute and then run like crazy to catch the bus. Another belief, never wish someone happy birthday before their actual birthday. Some say it steals a bit of their luck or health. By the way, my birthday was last Friday, so now it's totally safe to wish me a happy one. Another belief is that nothing should be bought for a baby before it's born. That's why in Ukraine most families wait to set up a nursery or buy clothes until after the birth. While the mother is in the hospital, the dad and relatives rush around buying everything in a frenzy or joyful panic. Also, never let a baby look into a mirror. In Slavic tradition, mirrors were seen as portals between worlds. Since babies don't yet have strong spiritual protection, they might get lost in the reflection. And newborns shouldn't be shown to strangers, especially not before the first birthday. People believed that envy or bad energy could jinx the baby. Even today, some parents blur their baby's face in photos on social media just to be safe. Speaking of photos, Ukrainian superstitions around photography go deep. When photography was so new and mysterious, people thought it could steal your soul. And in Slavic cultures, a photo was seen as a kind of mirror of the soul. In some Ukrainian villages, people still believe that a photo is a soul imprint, and damaging it is like causing a wound. If a photo falls, it's seen as a sign of misfortune. If it's a photo of the deceased, it means their soul is calling someone to join them. You shouldn't keep photos of the dead next to those of the living. It's believed that the dead energy drains life energy, leading to the illness or conflict. It's like mixing worlds, where the past interferes with the present. You should also never burn a photo without a reason. Fire can anger the soul. But if the photo is damaged already, burning it may bring peace to the soul on the photo. And never ever take pictures at a funeral. It's said that the soul could get trapped in the image. The images can trap the soul on earth and prevent it from finding peace. There is also a widespread rural superstition that dogs howling at night are a sign of something bad, often said to foreshadow death. However, the behavior of dogs can be explained more logically. They might simply be reacting to sounds or changes in the environment that humans don't perceive. This is a very old belief, from times when wolves, dogs, or other animals sensed danger or natural disasters, things that could also threaten humans even if they didn't notice it in time. Our Umbrellas have their own set of taboos. If an umbrella breaks, it's believed it may bring misfortune or minor troubles. Opening an umbrella indoors is said to invite financial difficulties or poverty. According to one belief, if you share your umbrella with someone else, it could lead to an argument or even a breakup with that person. And if you open an umbrella when the weather is clear, it's said to bring unnecessary worries. Gifts can be tricky too. Giving someone a knife is said to cut the bond between you. The same goes for scissors or any other sharp object. And giving your partner a watch as a present means your time together is running out. There is also a common belief that whistling indoors drives money and prosperity out of the house. Don't whistle inside or you will lose all your money. Every Ukrainian has heard this from their mom or grandma at some point. Whistling is believed to sweep away all the good things from your home. Folk tradition also says that whistling is a sound of otherworldly or evil forces. You hear it when spirits enter the home. That's why it's believed that whistling indoors brings illness, exhaustion, sudden misfortune, and even death. When we first moved to New Zealand, every time someone started whistling in a room, I had to stop myself from shouting, "Don't! You will scare away our money!" Totally irrational, but if you have heard since childhood that you must never whistle indoors, it gets into your bones. Hanging a horse show above your door brings luck and wealth and keeps evil spirits away. Horse shows are lucky, but only if you hang them right. Hang it with the end pointing up, like a cup, to collect luck. Even better if it's a horse show you found in the street, one that fell off a horse naturally, or one given as a gift. To make it extra powerful, paint it black and nail it above the door. That activates the charm. It will then protect your home from evil and attract wealth. Taking out the trash after sunset is a big no. At night, evil spirits are said to roam. If you take out the garbage in the dark, you might accidentally invite one in. Another belief says, the house spirit, the domovik, you already heard about him, needs something to snack on at night. If you leave nothing, he will abandon the house and trouble will follow. Personally, I think this all goes back to the days when food scraps attracted wild animals. At night, predators would come out to hunt and could attack a person who didn't see them in the dark. You couldn't leave waste near your house either, because that would attract rats, cockroaches, and other pests. So people would carry it farther away, and that's where the predators hunted. By the way, it's also said that cleaning the house should only be done when it's light outside, and you're absolutely not supposed to clean while a family member is traveling, at least not until they safely reach their destination. I don't know how it worked when traveling took weeks. Also, turn your broom upside down to attract money. The broom, when inverted, was believed to protect the home from evil and clear away bad energy. It could also serve as a kind of magical antenna, connecting the household with protective forces. In fact, almost every object in Ukrainian folklore carries some symbolic or magical meaning. It might represent a bridge between worlds or bring good or bad luck. And it doesn't matter whether people are believers, atheists, scientists. They will still place the broom upside down, knock on wood, wear a red thread on their wrist, spit over their left shoulder, or cross their fingers in the pocket. Because that's what their ancestors did and what they were taught to do. In Ukrainian culture, love and marriage come with their own list of superstitions. To get married faster, a young woman should sweep the floor toward the window or table, never toward the door. And no one should ever sweep around an unmarried young girl or boy. That might sweep away their chances at love. Young women also shouldn't do their hair in front of strangers or try on someone else's wedding dress or veil. And you should never wear clothes made from an old wedding dress like a skirt or blouse. It could carry someone else's fate. If you want to get married, then don't sit on a table, windowsill, or in a corner. Don't eat while sitting on a doorstep. Oh, and here is a charming one. If a guy licks his plate clean, his future wife will be bald. Just letting you know. From the moment a person is born until their death, everything in their life has traditionally been guided and protected by superstitions. A pregnant woman should give sweets to others, so her child's life will be sweet. She shouldn't swear, or the baby might be born toothless. Well, all babies born toothless, so take it as a fact. All women swear. A pregnant woman shouldn't steal, or the baby could be born with a birthmark shaped like whatever she stole. Don't pet cats or dogs, or a baby might be born extra hairy. Don't cut your hair when pregnant. It's said to cut away a baby's luck. And if a girl sits in the chair of a pregnant woman or drinks from her glass, she might get pregnant too. Also, never make a pregnant woman cry. It's said that whoever upset her will have their home invaded by mice. Now let's talk about thresholds. Never pass anything through a doorway. Instead, step fully into the room and then hand the items over. In ancient times, people buried ashes or remains of ancestors beneath the threshold to protect the home. So the threshold became sacred, a boundary between worlds. That's why standing or sitting on the threshold is also considered dangerous. But the groom carries the bride over the threshold, so the spirits will welcome her. If a spoon or knife falls, someone is coming to visit. This comes from ancestral beliefs about the spirit world. On holidays like Christmas or Easter, people would leave food and cutlery out for deceased relatives. If one of them visited, something might shift or disappear from the table. Later, this became associated with living guests. A fallen spoon or fork means a woman is on her way, a knife, a man. You're not supposed to lick a knife either. They say you will become a sharp tongued and mean. Though, to be fair, there is a logical reason too. You might cut yourself. If you lose something at home and can't find it, tie a string to the leg of the table and say three times «Чорт, чорт, погрався і віддай!» «Devil, you played, now give it back!» It often works, maybe because you start looking more carefully. And here is a dark one. Never pass a funeral procession. In Ukraine, especially in villages, it is common for people to carry the coffin with the deceased along the road from the house to the cemetery. Behind the coffin walk relatives, close friends, neighbors, and if the deceased was a well-known or respected person, the entire village might follow. Cars traveling on the same road will slowly drive at the end of the procession, so as not to arrive at the cemetery before the deceased. No matter how much of a hurry they are in, they will trail behind the procession for hours if needed, until the procession turns off the main road or continues all the way through the village to the cemetery. In old beliefs, angels and demons surround the body, fighting for the soul. If you interrupt that space even by overtaking a funeral procession, you might get pulled into the realm of the dead. Even in the atheist Soviet times, ancestral wisdom still passed from mouth to mouth. Don't eat from chipped plates, even slightly chipped. Don't lend money at night. Never give away salt. And don't hand things over after sunset or on holidays. There were so many of the superstitions we heard all the time. If you accidentally step on someone's foot, they must step on yours back. If someone steps over a child's legs, they must step back over them the same way, or the child won't grow. Don't walk between two poles, it brings bad luck. Don't split from your friend to walk around a tree or pole, it leads to arguments. Pay attention when you are walking. Superstition says, if you step on a crack, expect bad luck. Never walk under a ladder. There are several explanations for this. One is religious. The triangle made by a lady leaning against the wall represents Holy Trinity. Breaking the triangle is said to invite misfortune. Another theory, ladies were once used in executions. They would lean one against the gallows to retrieve the rope, and the association with death stuck. So, how do people live with all these rules? Everything seems forbidden, cursed, or complicated. How did people manage to live when so much was forbidden or had to be done a certain way, in a specific order, under certain conditions? Well, that's another story. Ukrainian folk wisdom also came up with cures for bad luck. If you do something wrong, don't worry. There is often a way to fix it, no matter how unpleasant or scary the consequences of a superstition may be. Folk wisdom has also collected universal remedies to prevent them from coming true. Like this one. If you accidentally walk under a ladder, just walk backward under it again. Say buttered bread, cross your fingers, and keep them crossed until you see a dog. And that's it. Bad luck cancelled. So here is my advice. Believe only in the good superstitions. Stay safe, stay lucky, and see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to Borscht Club on ORFM. Stay connected with us and listen to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and oar.org.nz. This is your host, Оля Вязенко, wishing you joy and a delicious day ahead. До зустрічі! See you next time!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.